At Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, their Total Trust Guarantee gives you 20/20 vision into everything they do, from service bay cameras to service bay views to their transparent pricing each and every day. Whoa, have you seen the price of gas lately? Now you can win free gas for a year. Go to speedyoil.com/free gas to enter to win free gas for a year and see more great offers. No purchase necessary. See website for details, restrictions, and exclusions.
Tobin and Cubs with you Wednesday afternoon. Always fun when we can catch up with one of our favorite people, Susan Slesser. She joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. She covers the Giants for the San Francisco Chronicle. But before Susan joins us, I should tell you that Tobin and Cubs is sponsored by Redwood Credit Union. Redwood Credit Union is here to help you with home loans that offer great rates and local personal service. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love. Equal housing lender. Susan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. How's the All-Star break treating you?
Pretty good. It's been busy. You know, we keep writing right on through, you know, your kind of typical what happened in the first half, what's going to happen in the second half kind of stuff. So,
what did you predict?
Really fun story.
What's your crystal ball say?
TBD, I guess. It's almost like I feel like we should give them an incomplete for the first half, you know, with all the injuries, but, you know, subpar. So, room to improve, yeah. A nice teacher would
oh,
say.
You're doing like the new wave report cards. We don't want to crush their confidence with a letter grade.
It's not letters, it's more comments. Is what
you know,
is, yeah.
It could stand improvement. Let's be easy on them.
Send out some demerits is what I want.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay, so here's what I came up with. Just I was kind of thinking about this. Like things that I'm going to be looking for that I think are important for the Giants in the second half. And if you think they're important, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, but if you could rank them, too. Pitching staff coming back. I mean, how's Cobb going to be? How's Ray going to be? Can they get a consistent, not effort, but production out of right field, whether it be Yaz, Matos, both of them? And then the closer role. Like, is it going to be Duvall? Is it going to be Walker? How do they kind of sort that whole thing out? Because that's become a little bit of an issue. But those were, like, three things that I looked at: health of pitching, closing, and then consistency out of right field.
I mean, I even go further with a closer thing. Do they move Duvall? Like, if he's a piece that might be needed in a trade deadline deal, would you move him? And then you've got Walker, you've got the Rogers brothers, you got plenty of people with some experience, and you know you're going to have a pretty full bullpen since Jordan Hicks probably within the next week and a half or so is likely to move into the bullpen. I think that that's a valid question too, but yes, Cobb and Ray coming back is big,
yep.
But it's, you can't expect that they're going to be full bore, you know, Ray Cy Young self, Alex Cobb, all-star self. They're probably going to be finding their way a little bit early. Their pitch counts will be a little bit limited. They both bring a lot of veteran savvy. They're both very smart guys. They know what they're doing. That's all great. But these aren't guys who are going to be pitching 6-7 innings initially. I can't imagine, you know, hey, mm-hmm. you know, barring something crazy. They both had pretty extensive rehab things. But, you know, it's going to take a while, especially for Ray with the full Tommy John and the flexor tendon repair. You know, there are even things like, you know, just the feel for the baseball can be a little bit different when you're coming back from Tommy John. So it might take him a little to find his stride, but these are both guys who I think will be fine. And you just hope that nobody has a setback and everything continues on. And if that's the case, they wind up with one of the better rotations theoretically in the game and one that would really match up well in, say, a postseason series.
No doubt about it. So we heard what you said about Duvall, and we were kind of tossing that around a couple days ago, and the lights, and he didn't want to pitch when it was in a safe situation, all that kind of stuff. And I was curious because we were talking about it, and I was like, what I'd really want to know is how his teammates feel about him. Like, is he that guy that everybody says, look, it's been a tough year for him? And I always try to keep in mind with athletes, they are people. It is a job. You never know what's going on outside of the playing surface. You just never know what kind of issues someone's having. So I don't know. Do the team, from what you're able to gather, is the team like, hey, this guy's a solid dude. He's struggling right now. There's probably some things he wishes he could take back. But, you know, we're behind him. Or is it, you know, kind of roll your eyes type stuff? Like, yeah, this guy is one of those guys that, you know, I'm not sure about. Like, I don't – do you have any feel for that one way or the other?
I mean, just from what we see and just talking to a few guys here and there, this is a very – kind, nice clubhouse.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I mean, which always kind of reminds me of that Bill King, give me a bunch of A-holes. Jerks.
Yeah, exactly.
That can play. Yeah. But it really is. And, you know, they've always loved Duvall's talent. You know, he's come up through the system. He knows a lot of these guys really well. They know him well. I didn't like the lights thing because it does kind of set somebody apart.
Yep.
When a bullpen's a unit, even when somebody's a closer. And it's not that kind of game. Baseball is not, you know, it's not, it is an individual sport when you look at the individual moments of play. Yes, but you're still a team and the bullpen's a unit. And they're all asked to do so much, particularly this year. That Giants bullpen has been asked to do so much. Guys are pitching in weird roles. They're throwing tons of innings. You need a closer who's going to be on board with usage that might not just be a save situation.
Yeah.
I think that surprised some people. It was a little bit of a misstep, but I don't think anybody's going to hold that against him. The talent's just amazing, and he is a nice guy. I think he probably just didn't really understand, you know, this is what's asked for you right now. You know, this you can't just be in there just for the save situations, among other things. If you're just waiting for save situations in a bad stretch, you are not going to get enough work, and everybody else is getting overworked anyway. So that did surprise me. But more the interesting thing is, you know, I reported a month or so ago that the Giants had talks with him last year about a long-term extension, and that didn't work out, which means he wasn't interested in the extension or it wasn't enough. Anyway, they made the offer. So that's kind of, you know, ultimately him not taking whatever their offer is, which is fine. That's great. But if you're the Giants, you might be thinking like, well, you know, he doesn't have long-term plans to stay here. Maybe we can't get a long-term deal done. He's going to start to be expensive in arbitration. Maybe this is the time to move him. And there would be a lot of interest in him, even if he's down. It's just been a very brief dip. He's a tremendous closer.
Quick thing before I move on to other things, but did you notice at all? And it jumped out to me, and I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it to make sure I didn't see something that something different didn't happen that I saw. At the end of the Twins game, when they take him out, and Melvin takes him out in the ninth inning and brings in Walker, Melvin walks out there, and he got the ball out of Duvall's glove. Like, he didn't hand him the ball.
Yeah.
He left it in his glove, and he had to reach into the glove, and I go, that's odd. That's like kind of like, you know, it's showing disdain, doing it quietly, but doing it nonetheless. I'm wondering if that, like, if anybody else, like, kind of noticed, or that maybe it didn't mean as much as I thought it meant, but it just seemed odd to me to have your manager reach into your glove and take out the ball.
That's not the etiquette, for sure. It's not the etiquette. I'm sure it was noticed. I didn't hear about it. I didn't notice it, but okay. I'm sure it was noticed. You know, he obviously has a little bit of a hissy fit on the bench and throws some things after a bad outing and a role that's not usually his. That stuff gets noticed. Again, I don't think anybody's holding this against him.
Okay.
You know, he is a good dude, but I think he's a guy, if you were going to potentially have to move somebody who's a big league piece right now in any sort of bigger deal, and who knows, maybe they do nothing again.
Yeah.
But he would be a piece who's valuable and who you could fill in four with other guys. Ryan Walker, I think, would be good in that role. We know the Rodgers guys can do it. Randy Rodriguez eventually, I think, will be a very good closer. They've got some options and they've got some experience back there.
At Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, their Total Trust Guarantee gives you 20/20 vision into everything they do, from service bay cameras to service bay views to their transparent pricing each and every day. Whoa, have you seen the price of gas lately? Now you can win free gas for a year. Go to speedyoil.com/free gas to enter to win free gas for a year and see more great offers. No purchase necessary. See website for details, restrictions, and exclusions.
It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. You get style. You get features. You get quality and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare. In-store at mybobs.com.
Talking to Susan Slusser on the UMA guest line, covers the Giants for the San Francisco Chronicle. So when we talked to Farhan last Thursday, we asked him about the buying and selling options post All-Star break, and he said really it's going to depend on how we play in the next couple of weeks, and he said whether that makes us buyers or sellers. I didn't really see that there was a place for them to sell from the roster. I guess you could stand pat and just play it out and then stick with some of your young guys and the guys you signed long-term into next year. But when we talk sellers, would it be maybe something like that? Even if they weren't in it, maybe moving somebody like that?
Potentially. I don't know why they would sell. They don't have any crazy contracts that they could really move right now. Yeah. There's no real need to, you know, maybe a Conforto or something. I don't really know why you would.
It's a free agent at the end of the year. I don't know what it gets.
Yeah. I mean, he's the only one. He's a nice piece. He's played pretty well here. He gives you something. I heard some of that stuff too. They've been sending sort of mixed messages with some of the things that they've been doing. Obviously, the Slater trade, you know, some of the other moves they've made. But when you've got guys coming back and you have this kind of rotation and you spend that kind of money this last off season, you know, committing more than $300 million in payroll to the future, and including this year, of course, I don't see where you wind up selling at midseason when you are still in not a bad spot when it comes to the wild card race and you've got those pitchers coming back. I just don't see why you would do that.
What are your thoughts, Flores, right now? I don't know if you see something we don't or I don't. I don't know. It looks the same to me. The numbers obviously aren't the same, but is there something there that inside the numbers that he's not the same guy this year?
I've talked to Wilmer a few times, and he's not somebody that's going to give anything away if there's, say, an injury, if there's something bothering him. It's tough. Last year he got off to a little bit of a slow start, and I remember talking to him about, you know, maybe a month in, and sort of the same thing, didn't give me very much. But he turned things around, and this year after about the first month I was like, oh, it's just another slow start, he'll be fine. But here we are, you know, at the All-Star break, and he's not quite right. I don't know what it is. He's such a huge team leader, so important for things they've done in the past and still important in the clubhouse. They need to find a way to get him right. If there is some sort of injury, he probably needs an IL stint. If it's not that, if it's performance, I don't really know what you do. I can't see them say just moving on from Wilmer Flores. You know, he is very valuable off the bench, and even when he's not playing well. But he has not been helping them, you know, to the extent he usually does, and that is a surprise to me. Yeah. It's really surprising it's still happening.
Do we have any idea what the rotation looks like starting Friday? Are we getting five starters in a row?
I think they're probably going to have to, yeah.
Is everybody okay with that?
Mind's blown. I suspect Robbie Ray is the only thing I could probably say with pretty good certainty is Robbie Ray is probably at the end of that rotation, mm-hmm. So maybe the Tuesday in L.A. They were going to kind of gauge things with Webb and how much he pitched. Obviously, he did pitch. I would think they'd want to give him a little extra time. I hope so. He's a guy who throws an awful lot of innings. So theoretically, most of the time you'd have him going first game out of the break. Why not leave him for that LA series? I think that would be kind of fun. You want Snell in that series maybe too. So they've got some, you know, they definitely have some interesting options there. And you know, coming out there in Colorado, there'll be some matchup stuff. So, I'm saying with almost near certainty, Robbie Ray towards the end of the rotation.
What do you think?
And then mix and match.
What do you think they might be looking for position-wise come trade deadline, which is sneaking up on us now, about 2 weeks away?
I've been banging the drum pretty hard for Bo Bichette. Shortstop seems like the kind of, if you're going to add somebody, that seems like the place where you could, if you want to add some offense much. And I love Brett Wisely. He's done a great job. This is absolutely not any sort of indication that Brett Wisely isn't doing a good job. He really is. But that is the one spot where you could then have Wisely, you know, a left-handed bat moving around, playing other positions. He's very good as a utility guy, and have a guy who's a two-time All-Star, but also, you know, he's probably getting him a little bit with the team selling low. And he's not a free agent until after next season. He's just, to me, seems like a good piece that maybe wouldn't cost quite as much, but he's a big star in Toronto, so maybe not. I don't know where else he would go. You know, if Lamont Wade had continued to have some injury problems, maybe he'd look at first base, but I think, you know, from position player standpoint, they need more offense, but I'm not quite sure where you would put it besides shortstop.
I'm surprised you didn't sneak over to England during the All-Star break.
Either now.
Oh, I did that last month.
Oh, okay.
That's right. You went to a show, didn't you? A couple shows.
Do you have dual citizenship?
Oh, I wish. No. I can only stay there 6 months a year.
So she's got to come back
only
in between.
Only 6 months a year?
Yeah. Good thing for baseball season. Perfect.
Paying attention. Yeah.
For paying attention.
Yeah, no, I went to see Taylor Swift in Liverpool last month. So,
you
yeah,
did?
I was set for a while. Yeah, that was phenomenal.
Wow, look at you. Yeah. I mean, I got
COVID as a result, but it was totally worth it.
What's COVID?
Just like Grandpa like Joe. He's got it
no
too.
No biggie. We got people around here that make it up. So,
maybe catch an international flight. Yeah, that'll happen.
What are you talking about? Have you been to a soccer game over there?
Oh, I have many times. In fact, I saw Taylor Swift at Anfield because I'm a Liverpool fan. I've seen Liverpool at Anfield 3 or 4 times and numerous others. Around in London, so yeah.
I know who to call when I'm going to England to figure out the good places to go. Susan's at the very top of the list. You probably have bartenders that know you by name, don't you?
Maybe not bartenders, but I know an awful lot of people at music venues who do, and people in crowds because it's I'm mostly going for the music scene.
People in crowds know me. I like that. Yeah, people in crowds wherever I go.
The rock photographers and stuff. I'm always up front, so.
That's awesome. Yeah. Who have you seen there?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'll go with the big people that you've heard of. Besides Taylor Swift, I've seen Madonna there.
Okay.
I saw Madonna's tour there last year. That was phenomenal.
Okay.
But it's mostly British, smaller British bands.
Try me. I know a lot of smallish British bands.
Do you? Okay. Yep. Well, I'll go for more of the rock bands. But I've seen Kasabian. I've seen the Fratellis. I've seen Kaiser Chiefs.
At Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, their Total Trust Guarantee gives you 20/20 vision into everything they do, from service bay cameras to service bay views to their transparent pricing each and every day. Whoa, have you seen the price of gas lately? Now you can win free gas for a year. Go to speedyoil.com/free gas to enter to win free gas for a year and see more great offers. No purchase necessary. See website for details, restrictions, and exclusions.
It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. You get style. You get features. You get quality and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare. In-store or at mybobs.com.
What's that?
I know the Kaiser Chiefs. That one definitely ring. I know them.
Oh, my gosh. Ricky Wilson was so drunk when I saw him 2 years ago at the O2. I've never seen anyone drunker in my life, just on the street, and he couldn't remember the lyrics. It was astonishing.
Why,
headlining the O2.
That's not a great look.
That was entertaining.
You can't remember your own lyrics.
That was the early show.
That's rough.
Entertaining. Wildly entertaining. I thought he was going to fall off the stage. That was the only thing that was worrisome, but yeah.
Susan, have you ever, have you heard of Shaggy, the artist?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. What do you know Shaggy for, the song? When you think Shaggy, only because this came up yesterday, Thomas never heard of Shaggy or the song Was It Me. We had to put out feelers. Ray Ratto came in and dunked on him. That's when I knew it was bad.
Wow.
Ratto said, dude, it's on a commercial.
Thomas. Well, that's all you need to know right there.
Yeah, well, I'm ashamed.
Well,
I'm ashamed.
You know, Steve Young and Brent Jones didn't know, so you're good.
No, Steve Young did know. Brent Jones didn't know. So I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel about that. I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe I took a nap that year. I'm not sure what happened. But I don't know. I had no idea. The only Shaggy that I know is a Shaggy that everyone knows. And he's the only Shaggy, as far as I'm concerned, is that Scooby-Doo Shaggy. That's the only one.
Whoa.
Yeah, Zoinks. Everybody knows Zoinks.
It came out 2000. I don't know what you're filmed like, Mike, but yeah, it came out of 2000. Maybe you were filming. You were in Hollywood, probably.
Yeah,
exactly. I was in Hollywood doing the slam ball and filming like Mike. That was probably the
Thank
issue.
Thank you. I appreciate
Must
that.
Must have missed it. Susan, have any...
Murph in the Morning, I'm guessing, has played a lot of Shaggy, and they're an awful lot of reggae in the morning some days.
Yeah, I would bet he played it like for his little league team.
I bet you he knows
probably
Shaggy.
On like a mix. Yeah,
yeah. Murph seems like
a Shaggy
I know Shaggy type
top 40 guy. Yeah.
Apparently, everybody's an I know Shaggy type guy except for me, Susan. That's it.
So number one hit of like 2019.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm sorry. What
charted
can I do?
For weeks,
Well, sorry, I don't look at the charts.
Susan, have a great rest
Susan's
of the week.
Like, we're done here.
Yeah, we're
Let
done
me
here.
Go.
We will talk to you, sometime soon. Susan, have a great rest of your week.
That's the plan. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
At Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, their Total Trust Guarantee gives you 20/20 vision into everything they do, from service bay cameras to service bay views to their transparent pricing each and every day. Whoa, have you seen the price of gas lately? Now you can win free gas for a year. Go to speedyoil.com/free gas to enter to win free gas for a year and see more great offers. No purchase necessary. See website for details, restrictions, and exclusions.